This edition of Nation Talk is brought to you by Marriott Hotels and Resorts Canada. Book your individual business, workshop, conference, retreat, or gathering at a Marriott hotel near you.
Hello and welcome to Nation Talk. Today I'm joined by Nicole Ladasour of Indian Northern Affairs Canada. Nicole, thanks very much for joining Nation Talk.
My pleasure, Peter.
Nicole, I wanted to touch base, I guess, on, in particular, your team's efforts within the department. And if you could just provide a bit of an overview for the listeners of what activities you're engaged in and what you're hoping to do in your new role.
As a Director General for Aboriginal Entrepreneurship in the department, I'm part of a sector of lands and economic development, and I lead a team of people who work in three particularly important areas. One has to do with major projects, and we work with Aboriginal businesses. We also work with the private sector in setting up and creating investment funds on the one hand, but also supporting some greater projects, for instance, in the oil and gas sector or in the energy sector like wind and those types of alternative energy. I also head up another division that works what I call the SMEs, the small and medium-sized businesses, and that's all about creating businesses and helping them grow. And the third division that plays a key role as well has to do with procurement. And so it's one thing to build and create businesses, but of course procurement opportunities is also critically important. And so basically those are the three teams I lead. We also work closely with Aboriginal financial institutions as well in terms of giving them the levers through capitalization to work also with Aboriginal businesses.
Do you see any one particular area of the three that you mentioned that seems to be front and center or in a growth phase?
That's a very interesting question. I think that, in fact, I know they're all growing very feverishly at the same time. The program, I think...
That's good news.
Absolutely. Aboriginal business development, Aboriginal entrepreneurship is an extremely successful program. The demand far exceeds the resources we have, which is good news. But that demand is also pushing us to be much more creative and innovative in the way that we actually deliver the programs and how we work with Aboriginal businesses to ensure that the resources that are expended, you know, in fact create or have the greatest leverage, you know, in terms of producing results.
I realize that this is a relatively new role for you. You mentioned it was about 7 months now into your tenure. With fresh eyes, are there any things that you see that just seem to be really working for you or any changes recently that seem to be taking hold?
Well, we're here in Winnipeg to attend the Procurement Strategy for Aboriginal Business Conference. Mm-hmm. That's a conference we have once a year. Procurement is one of the key factors in terms of successful businesses, and back in the 90s when the procurement strategy was set out, the purpose, of course, was to ensure that Aboriginal businesses had their fair share of government procurement. So what we're realizing now, though, of course, is that there's a huge, huge untapped potential in that whole procurement area. Provinces are coming to us to model their strategies on the federal government strategies, but in doing so, we're also creating partnerships with the provinces to ensure, again, that Aboriginal businesses have the greatest access possible to procurement. And we're also exploring how to establish increased connectivity with the private sector. So procurement isn't just about government procurement, but it's also about creating those business-to-business relationships that are so important. So there's an awful lot going on in the procurement area.
Would the procurement strategy for Aboriginal business be a focal point then for the government, do you feel?
Well, it certainly is in the sense that there's a huge untapped potential in terms of procurement. It's an area that doesn't need a huge capital influx from a government perspective because it's mostly about enabling, you know, creating an enabling environment that allows connections between business and government on the one hand and business to business on the other hand. And so these days when we talk about austerity and we all read the newspaper and so we all know that we are going through a difficult economic times, this is one program that can deliver and that has the potential to deliver a lot more with a very minimal investment in terms of funds.
You touched on the private sector involvement and I guess kind of expanding the reach, I guess, if I can say as much, as well as engaging provincial government. governments and trying to, I guess, get some type of uniformity or collection of minds together to ensure that the best practices are being employed and utilized. Would you see looking beyond the border at other areas or other best practices and with an eye to incorporating them into the federal strategy?
Absolutely. I think what we're trying to do in terms of procurement, because it's so important, we're trying to take a dual-track approach. And so we're looking at what can we do in the very short term to increase that potential, to focus our efforts and yield a maximum of results. And so I talked about connectivity, I talked about establishing those linkages and other examples like that. From a longer-term perspective, we are looking at, what are the essential elements or the ingredients required to create, what we call a 21st century procurement strategy for Aboriginal business. And one of the things we are looking at is what role could incentives play, for instance, in terms of creating the mechanisms that would, in fact, interest non-Aboriginal businesses to procure from Aboriginal businesses or other governments, for instance. And so we are looking to other governments as well to see, in terms of the broader international landscape, what are some examples there. But we are doing a lot of internal thinking as well as part of our broader program renovation work.
Any challenges you see in this? Any impediments to reaching some of these short and long-term goals?
I think some of the challenges I think we are meeting is ensuring that the decisions we make, for instance, are adapted to some of the realities that Aboriginal businesses have to deal with. And so there's, issues with respect to skills, for instance, when, as much as we encourage Aboriginal set-asides, for instance, capacity is an important issue. And so we're working close with HRSDC to ensure, and the private sector as well, but ensure that that capacity is there and trying to identify where there are gaps. And so in terms of taking a strategic view of our strategic approach to our Aboriginal procurement, what we're trying to do is, look out 3, 4, 5 years down the road, identify some key areas where there will be fairly large procurement requirements so that we can ensure that 4 or 5 years down the road, there are the skill sets that will actually match and enable those Aboriginal set-asides. So the skills issue, I think we've made a lot of progress on that issue, but, there is an issue there. Another issue that we're dealing with also is ensuring that we're more business friendly, that government is more business friendly, and in particular that my branch that is all about doing business is adopting a more business approach and a more business friendly approach. So reducing our paper burden, really ensuring that what we require in terms of paperwork is just the minimum and no more. Ensuring that the criteria that we are applying is a realistic criteria, that's evolved over time with Aboriginal businesses, ensuring that our processes and procedures are streamlined, that when it comes to registering, for instance, with our Aboriginal business registry, that this is simple and just streamlined. So being more business friendly overall. Sometimes, unfortunately, is a challenge for government, but I think we're in working closely with businesses, I think we're coming along.
Starting to adopt that mentality.
Osmosis.
Well, I'm sure it's music to the ears of many folks who have been dealing with the government in years past and continue to do, and we appreciate the efforts for sure. Any advice to budding entrepreneurs, young people? We hear very often that we're a young demographic, and the under 25 age group is the fastest growing demographic in the country. What would you impart to the young folks that might be listening today?
With respect to the kids, like I call them, or anyway, the young entrepreneurs, I think that what they really have going for them, first of all, is their creative spirits. Their creative spirits, their innovative minds. Canada, as any country in the world, needs that creation, that creative mind, and those innovative ideas. And so I would certainly tell them to focus their efforts on keeping those creative thoughts and innovative minds. But I think above all, when it comes to Aboriginal businesses and young entrepreneurs or budding entrepreneurs, entrepreneurship to me is much more than business development. It's about creation. It's about innovation. It's about problem solving. It's not just developing something that already exists. And I think in that regard, when it comes to Aboriginals, I would encourage them to, above all, maintain their authenticity, because I think that that gives them a particular niche that a lot of other non-Aboriginal businesses, for instance, don't have. And I think that when it comes to certain products or certain services that they offer, and looking at the sophistication of a lot of those products today, I think that that in itself gives them a huge plus when it comes to, for instance, a huge advantage or a huge leap ahead. Look at tourism, for instance. The numbers are down in terms of tourism, and some of the studies are indicating that when it comes to tourism, the tourist has changed. Long gone the tourist that just wants to visit and look at something. They can see pictures of Niagara Falls on the internet, they can see pictures of Parliament Hill on the internet, etc. What the new tourist wants to do today is live experiences. And so coming to Canada, what better experience could you live than, for instance, the Aboriginal way of life, Aboriginal food, or living in an Aboriginal hotel? For instance, not too long ago, I was in Wendake and had, I think, the pleasure of staying at the Hôtel des Premières Nations, which is, four-star, absolute class act when it comes to hotel facilities. But it was an Aboriginal hotel. And, with Aboriginal food and Aboriginal employees, and really when you got into the hotel, it was fantastic. I was out in Osoyoos, need we say more? But this is a vineyard that's competing internationally and that's winning awards. And so I would say to those entrepreneurs, just keep your authenticity. Don't try to copy non-Aboriginal businesses thinking that you'll be able to get ahead of them, that those ideas have already been exploited. I would say maintain your focus on, looking at who you are and developing that, because I think that that is where the future will lie in a lot of business prospects.
Well, some words to live by for sure. You touched on a couple of the successes. I guess, lastly, where would you like to see the department, your team, a few months hence, a year down the road to? What, is there a hard and fast goal in terms of what you're hoping to achieve? Or maybe just in more broader strokes, what would you like to see transpire over the next couple of years with regards to Aboriginal business?
Well, I spoke a lot about being just business friendlier, so I would hope that a few months down the road, I would hope that we were able to achieve it before years, as you mentioned. But certainly more streamlined, more business friendly, so that we can focus on the purpose, which is economic development, and not so much on procedures and papers, etc. We often say time is money, and when it comes to business and business entrepreneurship, it's all about ideas. Business development is often about time and opportunity, and so we certainly see ourselves at the table with Aboriginal businesses and able to create those partnerships with non-Aboriginal businesses, or able to assist Aboriginal businesses in taking advantage of opportunities that are out there. And that's, sometimes because of other programs that need to be updated, and that's what we're trying to do now in terms of program renovation. Sometimes there's just a gap that we haven't been able to fill. So I, see ourselves down the road actually being at the table and providing, that environment that Aboriginal businesses need to foster and to grow when it comes to economic development.
Well, this is certainly another great step towards that, and I want to thank you for the leadership, certainly, and for your team's organizing of this annual event. We wish you much success and continued luck in your role, and look forward to continuing this conversation months down the road. Mm-hmm. So best wishes, and thanks very much for taking the time today.
Thanks, Peter.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Marriott Hotels and Resorts Canada. For participating hotels and resorts, click on the Marriott logo on our website. For more information, visit our website at nationtalk.ca. Thanks for listening.